Good morning on this Saturday morning. It's Steve's thought for the day. Something to inspire you throughout this day ahead. Ness.
Morning, it's Saturday morning and it's Ness Andrews. I don't know what you've got in store for today. How about you, Steve? Are you doing a bit more painting? I think that's probably what we'll end up doing. But before you do, this morning we're continuing on through the Sermon on the Mount, and we're reading from Matthew 5:38, and it reads, "An eye for an eye. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, hand over your coat as well. If anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with them 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Wow, what a challenging scripture. I think more so for a non-Christian, but even as a Christian, this can be really challenging to enact. I can recall as a child being brought up to defend myself, and I remember the times I used to play fight and box with my dad, but with the intention to stand and defend myself if I ever needed to defend myself or see an offender off. In fact, I was about 16 or 17 when I remember being mugged in central Birmingham under Paradise Circus. And after tussling with my offender, my natural instinct was to get up and go after him. I remember vividly saying, "I'm gonna get him." I had no second thought other than the human and animalistic response to protect myself and defend my territory. When I look at this verse, read in black and white with no theological interpretation, it almost could be read as, well, just keel over then and take it and actually let the offender get away with his evil or inappropriate actions. But clearly, the scripture does not lend to this way of thinking. The scripture teaches us about God's grace and mercy. If anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to them the other cheek. The way we extend and show light and God's love is to respond or retaliate with love, not hate or anger. And if anyone wants to sue you, take your shirt, hand over your coat as well, the scripture says. Now, you can imagine, working as I do in litigation, the context of this, if taken literally, would mean litigation would never happen, and the victim would not necessarily see justice done, but often the perpetrator would get away with injustice. Now, Jesus isn't saying here, and doesn't mean that we shouldn't uphold the law and seek justice, but outside of the laws, he's saying that his grace and his love, where we can seek to reconcile or extend good over evil, will always end in the ultimate victory. And he's emphasising how we should handle things and go about our life. And for me, I think this feeds into the second commandment, where it says in Mark 12, verses 30 and 31. The first commandment is, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." The second is this, "Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these." And I just think that the verse on the Sermon on the Mount this morning really feeds into that, that if we love our neighbours, then we wouldn't seek ultimately to retaliate and go against them and fight, but actually we would just extend love and grace and be the light of the world that God expects us to be. Let us pray. Father, this morning we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, that you help to always show us the right way, not the wrong way. And Lord, help us to apply that in our lives daily when we seek or come across issues where they rise up anger in us or animosity amongst others, Lord. Let us reach deep into our spirits and remember the love and grace that you give to us, and allow us to pull upon that and extend that outwards back into the situation or towards the person. Lord, we thank you and we ask you to bless this day. Amen.
Amen. Big weekend ahead, and make it a good one. Take hold of it. Carpe diem. Seize it. Bless you all. Speak to you later. Don't forget, though, to check out our service tomorrow on YouTube, 10 a.m. Life Church Lichfield, on our YouTube link. Fantastic morning planned out. See you there.